This is Random Acts of Anarchy 365 for December 10th, 2010. I'm Kevin Money, aka Shinma Ryu. Let's get right into the show today. Today's show I'm going to be entitling Creativity is Death, because it's interesting. I'm going to go through and talk about a couple of things that I've been working on recently, and the feelings that I have towards doing those things, and it's probably going to come off a little, I don't know, crazy or whatever, but when it comes straight down to it, it's how I feel. And the origin of this show, and where I want to take this show in the future, is to go back to the roots. And the roots of the show are based on Scott Johnson's Diary of a Cartoonist, a little lesser-known Frog Pants podcast. Now, within the past couple weeks, in fact, past week, I've put out what I consider some of the best content I've ever created. I put out the Log On 2010 Holiday Gamer Buyer's Guide on YouTube and on Log On. I was really proud of how that turned out. I put out a holiday yarn, which was a poem and slideshow that I created, which I thought was really funny and creative. And I put out a written piece on Log On called The History of Nickelodeon Klasky Kuspo, which is a project I've been wanting to do for a very long time, and I finally got around to it. And that is where I go through and document some of the things from the Nickelodeon network in the past. I'm a huge fan of that network and have a large amount of knowledge on the subject matter, and have wanted to share that knowledge for a long time. So, you may be asking yourself, so yeah, you put out all this content, why are you talking about it on this show? And calling the show Creativity is Death. Well, the reason I'm doing that is because the holiday buyer's gift guides dropped in views from the first one that I posted, cut in half for the next one, in half for the next one, and then stayed on a steady stream of about 15 to 20 views, down from the original 67 views on the first one. That tells me that people maybe didn't like it. So they watch the first one and then kind of go, oh, well, I don't really need to watch the rest of these. A holiday yarn that I put up, well, a day ago, has 17 views. That's about average for my channel. That's not anything spectacular for my channel. Now, keep in mind, I have 153 subscribers, and only 17 people have bothered to watch that video, and only 3 or 4 have commented. Now, when it comes to the History of Nickelodeon Klasky Kuspo article I wrote, I figured I might get either some people talking about their memories of the shows, or just a comment on the idea, and I didn't get any of that either. So, basically, what I've done over the past week is put out what I consider to be my best output of the year, and got no feedback on it. I have no way of telling if somebody thought it was good or bad or stupid, or that I'm wasting my time even doing any of this. There's view issues where it seems like a lot of this stuff a lot of people just didn't look at. Now, in comparison, and this is really depressing to me at times, if you go to my channel on YouTube and look at one of my really early videos called Disney Movie Collection, which is pretty much a single picture of a bunch of Disney VHS tapes. It has almost, well, it's probably going on about 6,000 views in 5 months. I was offered partnership on that video, which I denied because I don't put advertising on my stuff. That hurts me, because that took no creativity whatsoever. It was just me talking about my movie collection. So it feels to me that I put all this effort into things, and nobody watches it. Nobody comments on it. Nobody looks at it. Nobody cares. And I get it. There is so much content out there. There's thousands of podcasts, thousands of video podcasts, thousands of blogs, thousands of YouTube channels. I understand that. But what I can understand is I'm doing things that I consider new and innovative and interesting, and I'm not following in cookie-cutter molds. I'm doing my own thing, and nobody seems to like what I'm doing. And it discourages me a lot. Not getting any comments on that History of Nickelodeon Classic Cuspo article about killed me. Because, I mean, I poured like 4 or 5 hours into writing that, and everybody knows I have documented neck and shoulder issues right now, and I wrote that anyway for 5 hours, doing research, writing up the article, creating the graphic and all that kind of stuff. Put all that time into something, and it seems like nobody wants to read it. It's discouraging. I've also got no donations on my website. And if you go to my feed, the Log On Podcast feed, according to that, according to FeedBurner, which is what I use for my feed stats, I have 10 subscribers to the podcast. 10. Yeah. I have 40 some YouTube or Facebook followers, couple hundred Twitter followers, 153 YouTube subscribers, and 10 people listen to my podcast. 10 people are listening to my voice right now. Now, that doesn't count people who stream it from the website or download it from the website, I know. I have no real way of tracking that because I don't use personal server hosting. I use archive.org to host my audio files. So I have no real way of counting how many views I have. But it just hurts, you know, when you dump all of your creativity into something and all of your emotions into something and all of your time into something and then get nothing. And what bugs me more is watching people who are unappreciative of what they get. People who put out content and have thousands of subscribers and thousands of comments, and they treat their commenters like crap, and they make fun of their subscribers. They do horrible things. And I'm there every single comment saying thank you and laughing at silly jokes that are made. Everybody who subscribes to me, I go and I thank them personally. Because I feel that's what I'm supposed to do. I feel that's the right thing to do. I don't make fun of my subscribers. I don't make fun of my friends on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. I don't make fun of people who listen to this stupid-ass podcast. It just bugs me that there's people out there that get everything handed to them on a silver platter, and they're really unappreciative of what they get. really bugs me. And I get it, not everyone has the time to answer every comment, not everyone has the time to read every email. But I know a lot of people out there in the podcasting universe, the video podcasting universe, YouTube, and other places who have a lot of popularity who basically ignore their fans until they want their fans to give them money or do something or rally for what they have created. And that really bugs me. Because I love my fans now when I'm not the most popular thing on earth. And I will love those fans even if I have a million views on some video. If I make something that goes completely viral. Because that's just who I am. And it's that same person who gets depressed when they put out really what they consider their best creative work, in this case my best creative work, and nobody cares. So, I guess it's a two-way street. I'm basically emotionally involved in how my creative works do. And it's kind of an effed up thing to do, but it comes along with the creative mindset. I've always had the creative mindset. I'm completely right-brained. And to create something and not get any kind of feedback, even if it's bad feedback, I don't even get hate mail. I get nothing. I get ignored, which is 1,000 times worse. I mean, if you're hated, at least somebody's watching. So, I don't know. I guess I have to learn to be less emotionally involved, I guess, in my creative work and just create and put it out there and just do it because I enjoy creating. But that's a hard psychological switch to turn off. And I've always been somebody who has created interesting things and excellent things. I've won creativity awards in the past for creative writing. And to not get any kind of praise or any kind of feedback at all on what I do really sucks. And I've mentioned that before. I've mentioned that before on this show, on the earlier iterations of this show. I've mentioned that. So, I don't know. Anyway, Random Acts of Anarchy 365 is going back to kind of its old format. I don't know if I'll be doing shows daily or not, just out of time restrictions, and I really hated being on that daily schedule. It kind of drove me nuts. And you don't always have something to talk about, so. But when I do have something to talk about, I will be talking about it here on this show. And I might be doing some blended topic episodes in the future and talking about multiple different things. And, of course, this is also the premier place to hear everything that will be on The Muffin Is Truth, my spoken word album, which should be coming out in the new year. So, yeah, thanks for listening to me basically be a giant depressed mess for 14 minutes. Talk to you guys later. Peace.